It was a triumphant crowd that gathered for the 2025 100 Mile House Wranglers year-end awards banquet. Held on Sunday, February 23 at the 100 Mile House Community Hall, the gathering saw 90 members of the Wrangler Nation and the team celebrate the 2024-2025 regular season. 100 Mile House Wranglers president Greg Aiken noted there was plenty to be proud of with the team fresh off of one of their best seasons in years. The Wranglers finished first in the Doug Burks division of the Kootenay International Junior Hockey League, secured home ice advantage for the first two rounds of the playoffs and won the inaugural Caribou Cup, a season-long competition between the Wranglers, Williams Lake Mustangs and Quesnel River Rush for how many goals each team could score against one another. "We took first place. Obviously, the new coaching staff along with Lee Hansen made a huge difference in terms of recruiting, and we were just tired of battling for fourth place for the last 4 or 5 years," Aiken remarked. "Changes had to be made, and obviously we made the right changes. It was one of our fears. Sure, you can hire a new coach, but it's got to be the right coach, and obviously we made the right choice. Levi, Russell and Lee have done a fantastic job." The night was a stark contrast to last year's banquet after the Wranglers failed to secure a playoff position. Aiken noted that in the 2023-2024 season the team scored only 27 points, while this season they finished with 54, improving last year's performance by 100%. He credits this success to the changes made to the coaching staff, praising the teamwork of head coach and general manager Levi Stewart, associate coach Russell Sanderson and assistant coach Lee Hansen. Aiken said Stewart especially has helped turn the team around this season, which is why he awarded him the President's Award. "For him to come in as a young guy, he's got a lot of experience for a guy his age as far as recruiting. The contacts he has in not just Western Canada but all over Canada and the Pacific Northwest, he's done a great job getting us to first place. He was an easy choice for the President's Award," Aiken explained. Aiken and Stewart gave out several awards during the banquet. They went to players either picked by the coaches or by the Wranglers themselves. This year the Top Defenseman Award went to Cole Duquette, the Rookie of the Year Award went to Jaden Rusnick, the Most Sportsmanlike Player went to Alberto Kellgren, the Most Improved Player Award went to Diego Kazak, the Player's Choice Award went to Alex Kronippi and the Fan Favorite Award went to Ty Smolik. Wranglers captain Ethan Davey brought home several awards, including the Top Forward Award, the Top Scorer Award and the MVP Award. Aiken remarked he's had a great season, adding that Davey was one of the top five scorers in the entire KIJHL this year. Aiken also gave out the Builders Award, which goes to one of the many volunteers in the organization who have gone above and beyond in contributing to the team. This year Aiken recognized Tammy Mickelson, the Wranglers' billet coordinator. Aiken said in addition to finding places for the Wranglers to bunk, she also helps trainer Rainer Meyer with the team's concussion protocols and took on the educational advisory role this year. "She does a lot of stuff not relating to her actual job," Aiken said. Outside of the formal awards, Aiken noted there was one final award given out at the end of the night. Longtime Wranglers fan Sue Fryer made a Wrangler teddy bear as an award to recognize a player who went through hardship this season. Aiken said the bear was given to Nash Hillworth, who lost his family home in the Jasper wildfires last summer. Hillworth has been a key member of the team throughout the season and has been praised by Stewart several times. During the banquet, Aiken also said they held a silent and live auction but noted the total they raised is still being calculated. All funds will go towards the scholarship program the Wranglers offer their players. Dinner was catered by the Red Rock Grill and as usual it was fantastic, their staff did a great job. "It was a good night, especially with the weekend we had," Aiken said. "It was just a real good fun night, different than most in the last few years because we're in first place and heading for the playoffs. The atmosphere was pretty exciting." The 100 Mile House Wranglers begin their playoff campaign on Friday, February 28 at the South Caribou Rec Center, where they'll face the Williams Lake Mustangs. Aiken remarked he's excited about the playoffs, noting it hasn't got old for him even after over 55 years of playing or being involved in hockey. I get excited every year, especially come playoff time. I'm the same as the players, I have a pregame nap and I can't go to sleep after the games at night. It's just in my DNA, the kind of stuff I get passionate about I get very excited for, Aiken remarked.